USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Former President Trump has successfully posted bond in his civil defamation case in New York. His attorney, Alina Hava, filed the $91.63 million bond Thursday following approval by a judge earlier this week. The bond shields Trump from any efforts by writer E. Jean Carroll to enforce damages while the case undergoes the appeals process. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office has expressed openness to postponing the criminal trial concerning former President Trump's hush money case. That trial, set to begin March 25th, might see a delay of up to 30 days as per the DA's request. A surge in illegal immigrants from China crossing the southern U.S. border is sparking national security worries. Air Force General Gregory Gio, who leads the U.S. Northern Command, addressed the issue during a Senate hearing Thursday.
While many may be political refugees, the ability for counterintelligence to hide in plain sight in those numbers.
Over the past 4 months, more than 21,000 Chinese individuals have been apprehended at the southern border. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is urging Israel to hold new elections, criticizing Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for his handling of Gaza and advocating for a two-state solution.
Prime Minister Netanyahu has lost his way by allowing his political survival to take the precedence over the best interests of Israel.
Schumer, however, defends Israel's right to combat Hamas. House Speaker Mike Johnson facing mounting pressure to bring a comprehensive national security package to a vote. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell cautioned that delaying crucial weapons for Ukraine has strengthened Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Vladimir Putin is not playing for a tie. He's not headed to the negotiating table. He will not stop at Ukraine. He's told us, and he's shown us many times.
This is USA News.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
A recent Gallup survey reveals that the majority of college students prioritize campuses with gun restrictions. Approximately 8 out of 10 current and prospective college students consider firearm policies to be at least somewhat significant when deciding to attend or continue enrollment at a school. This trend follows a series of recent incidents involving gun violence on U.S. college campuses. A former Trump administration official, ex-Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, is assembling an investor group to buy TikTok from ByteDance. The House recently passed a bill mandating that the Chinese-based company sell the app or face a ban in the U.S. A recent survey is showing a significant uptick in what researchers define as incivility in U.S. workplaces. USA's Ryan Daniels explains.
According to a survey from the Society for Human Resource Management, roughly two-thirds of American workers say they've either been a part of or have witnessed acts of incivility in the workplace just in the past month.
Interrupting or addressing people disrespectfully, silencing other people whenever they're speaking or otherwise cutting them off. Excessive monitoring or micromanaging, ignoring other people, paying little attention to other people, unprofessional or disrespectful body language.
Jim Link is the chief HR officer for SHRM. He says with the divisive election coming later in the year, incivility in the workplace will probably only become more prescient.
I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.